Let's see, I just ought to end about now. I'll read a couple more. Football with the sound turned off. While I was writing this poem, I couldn't stop watching football on television. As soon as I finished the poem, I can't look at it anymore. Football with the sound turned off. As basketball players love leaping and the sound of the ball swishing through the net, football players love the ground, crashing against each other and falling into body piles. Watched by millions on an immense field, the tackle reaches out for the runner, pulling him down in his embrace. Then, camera up close, the whole team falls on top of them, lying there body on body, until at a signal from the referee, they untangle in slow motion. The ball they use can only be caught by hands like magnets receiving the odd roundness of it, a perfect fit, just as they cannot resist patting each other's smoothly uniformed behinds. With their bodies, they batter their way through a field of obstacles, flesh bruising flesh, colliding with electric shocks of feeling that they must fling aside to strive for the victory of a lonely touchdown. Playing by the rules, with referee on field and coaches, managers, and owners sitting on guard on the sidelines, they still snatch moments of the forbidden. When, after a score, the camera eye slides away from the players hugging and the continual slapping of asses to the fans milling in the bleachers. Watching this silent ballet of body joy, long shots giving in to close-up views, I let the shocks pulse through me as bodies meet in violent contact. My appetite judging my life and world where we are deprived of the real and affectionate touching each other that we hunger for.